Hallelujah. Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Good morning and welcome to worship at Good Shepherd Anglican Church on Treaty 6 territory in Edmonton, Alberta, on the third Sunday of Easter. Easter is a 50-day-long celebration of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you're visiting today, we are very happy that you're here. If you're visiting online, Rob will be your guide through the service. We are delighted to welcome the Reverend Canon Dr. Scott Sharman as our guest preacher and presider today. I invite you to take a moment now in silence to contemplate the mighty acts by which our Lord Jesus Christ accomplished our salvation. Our service will begin in a moment at the sound of a bell.
Lord Jesus, open to us the scriptures. Make our hearts burn within us while you speak.
O come, let us worship.
I greet you this morning with an ancient greeting of the first disciples of Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Join me in praying the collect for this third Sunday of Easter. O God, your Son made himself known to his disciples in the breaking of bread. Open the eyes of our faith that we may see him in his redeeming work, who is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for our readings from God's Word.
A reading from the book of Acts. Now the whole group of those who believed were one of heart and soul, and no one claimed private ownership of any possessions, Peter addressed the people, "You Israelites, why do you wonder at this, or why do you stare at us, as though by our own power or piety we had made this man walk? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our ancestors, has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you handed over and rejected in the presence of Pilate, though he had decided to release him. But you rejected the Holy and Righteous One and asked to have a murderer give him to you. And you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses. And by faith in his name and his name itself has made this man strong, whom you see and know, and the faith that is through Jesus has given him this perfect health in the presence of all of you. And now, friends, I know that you acted in ignorance, and did also your rulers. In this way, God fulfilled what he had foretold through all the prophets, that his Messiah would suffer. Repent, therefore, and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Today we will say Psalm 4, and we'll say it all together. Please join me. Answer me when I call, O God, defender of my cause.
You set me free when I am hard pressed. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. You mortals, how long will you dishonor my glory? How long will you worship dumb idols and run after false gods? Know that the Lord does wonders for the faithful. When I call upon the Lord, he will hear me. Tremble then and do not sin. Speak to your heart in silence upon your bed. Offer the appointed sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. Many are saying, oh, that we might see better times. Lift up the light of your countenance upon us, O Lord. You have put gladness in my heart, more than when grain and wine and oil increase. I lie down in peace, at once I fall asleep. For you, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Reading from the first letter of John. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And all who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. Everyone who commits sin is guilty of lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he was revealed to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him sins. No one who sins has either seen him or known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Everyone who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let's sing together the gospel hymn, All Creatures of Our God and King.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Jesus himself stood among the disciples and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that is I myself. Touch me and see. For a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy, they were disbelieving and still wondering. He said to them, "Have you anything to eat here?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses to these things." The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you.
May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be comfortable and seated. Let me say good morning once again. It's good to be with you here at Good Shepherd Parish this Sunday. I want to say thank you to Archdeacon Jordan for inviting me to fill in for her while she's away this weekend on a choir trip of a sort. And thank you for your welcome so far here this morning. I know that Jordan really loves you and loves this holy house that you gather in. And I know that in part because she called me earlier in the week this week just to sort of tell me a few things that were going on in the life of the parish, just so that I would have that context to bring with me as I came here this morning. And I thought that was really a nice thing to do. I also know that in some ways, there's been some challenging and complex things happening in and around the parish and the building with some folks in the community in these last days. And so I know that none of you know me all that well, but I am certainly praying and upholding your community as you seek to navigate how to live in relationship with that complexity as gospel people. And just know that I too am a listening ear if there's things that people want to talk about with that after this service. I also, you heard my name is Scott Sherman, and I serve in the diocesan office, in the bishop's office downtown, in a role that we call the canon to the ordinary, which basically just means kind of like an assistant to the bishop. And in that role, I have the pleasure of getting to travel around to lots of different churches in the Diocese of Edmonton and meet people and hear about what God's doing in those places. And so it's nice to be here in that capacity this morning as well. So here we are today at day 15 in the 50 days of the Easter season. And during this period, when we gather, especially on the Sundays, the Bible passages that come in front of us, lots of them are these kinds of stories of Jesus showing up in strange ways and strange places to reveal to the disciples and to others that he is alive. And
Those stories are all interesting for varieties of reasons, but there's one feature that's common to quite a few of them, not all of them, but a good number of them, where we see something similar happening a few different times. We saw one again today. It's that Jesus eats. Perhaps you've noticed that before, and pay attention to it as some of the other readings in this season follow. He comes into a room, or he finds some people out on the water, or he meets up with folks walking along a road, and they talk about some things, stuff happens, and at some point he interjects, "Is there some food around here?" We saw this as well in the gospel for today. The resurrected Jesus shows up while the disciples are fishing. They come back to the beach to see him sitting there by a fire. He shows them his hands and his feet. And to quote the text, while they were in their joy, still disbelieving and wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" And they gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. There's a story about this passage about from a man who would go on to become later on in life an Anglican bishop, that he came to believe in the whole story of the gospel, the whole Jesus narrative, precisely because of this verse in the gospel that we read today. This person just couldn't imagine that somebody would write a detail like that down in the book and think it was important to record that if it was all just any made-up story. And that's an interesting thing to think about, but it's not really what draws my attention to that part of the narrative this morning. I actually think there's something pretty deep going on here, something really significant in the fact that the risen Jesus is looking for places to eat and people to eat with. Now, this is a little bit of a confession to make here at the outset, and that's that I tend to have a bit of a weakness for fast food. Anybody else out there? It's okay to raise your hand. For me, my biggest fast food temptation is Taco Bell. Now, that might surprise a few people, but I love it. And I actually used to work at a Taco Bell when I was in high school, and somehow I still like the food. So that's saying something, I think. And it isn't so much, of course, that eating fast food sometimes is an inherently wrong thing. I'm not saying that. It's good to enjoy food, and people make different kinds of choices about what's healthy for them and when. That's all fine. But the issue for me is that I've noticed something about myself. I've noticed that I tend to eat fast food more than is good for me at certain times, when I'm too busy, or when I'm really stressed, or often when I'm by myself. I do it when eating is maybe a little bit of a chore that I need to just get done because I'm on the way to something else. I do it when I'm worried about things and I want a little bit of a distraction. And in all those cases, I think this robs the experience of food and of eating of some very important things, some things that are actually deeply connected and central to being human and that are part of our spiritual life and faith even. Eating and how we eat and who we eat with can be a symbol of what we value and the way that we think about the world around us. So we don't know really at all what exactly Jesus experienced in the 3 days that he was dead and buried in the tomb. But whatever he was doing, it would seem that according to many of the writers that put down these resurrection appearance stories in the Gospels, what he was doing caused him to work up a big appetite. Because time and time again, Jesus appears and he's quickly wanting to sit down with people and have a meal with them. On one level, I think these details are remembered because they were part of how the early Christian community, the early church, wanted to communicate its faith in the resurrected Jesus, and that this wasn't just about them having a warm, fuzzy feeling or a glimpsing some kind of a ghost or something like that, but that this was an encounter with a truly risen human being. In the Easter appearances of Jesus, the early disciples knew that he had a body that was different from theirs, but he had a body nonetheless, one that could move around and interact with people, one that had scars from the manner of his death, and one that could still hold its share of things like fish and bread and wine. But I think there's more to this eating food by the risen Jesus thing, trying to convey to us than simply the bodily nature of the resurrection. Because I'm sure all of us can attest to the fact that there's more that comes with eating than just filling our stomachs. And so that's why, as I was saying before, kind of sometimes cramming down fast food doesn't really fully capture what it means to eat a meal together. I think that Jesus, the resurrected Jesus, wants to eat because Jesus is hungry not to fill up with food, but hungry to celebrate the goodness of creation and of life, hungry to remind people that it's not good for them to be isolated individuals, hungry to share with them that they are interconnected to each other and to the earth, and that they need each other in all things. That's why I think he makes such a big deal about these symbolic meal gatherings, and so many stories are recorded about them. Because if we think back, that's really a huge part of what Jesus was doing all the time throughout his life, bringing people together, often around tables, bringing people together across the barriers that their society usually tried to keep them in. Differences of gender or ethnicity or social class, bringing them together and forming a diverse community of people to bear witness to the work of God in the wider world and establishing, in some sense, a family gathering, this big family dinner party that we call church, that we gather for in a place like this every Sunday, where we discover that we're not what the world might tell us we are by the categories that it applies, but that we are in fact relatives who are in relationship with each other because we are called to the supper table of the Lamb. Jesus did so much of that, in fact, that he was called a number of times a glutton or someone who drank too much because he spent so much time at tables with people in diverse company, enjoying them, listening to them, hearing their stories, loving them, serving them, and making them feel valued and cared for. I don't think Jesus was so much hungry for this himself personally, but hungry to see that experience, that knowledge, that reality for those who would follow him, his disciples, the early Christian community back then in that place, Jerusalem, and every community all the way down to us here today. That we would become people with a big appetite for that way of living as well. To be people who break bread together with others often, not just literally, but metaphorically, as a way of recognizing shared humanity with other people and common ground with people. People who ask questions, perhaps, about why it is that in our wider circles in society, we're so often kept apart, and how it is that the table sometimes levels things and brings us into a renewed and healed relationship, helps us to begin to see people as included in the way that God sees them. Because a funny thing happens when we eat with Jesus often. A funny thing happens because we find out that he feeds us not only with things like broiled fish or bread and wine, he feeds us with something of his own divine life, with relationship and vision and inspiration and courage and charity and compassion. When we eat and drink the bread and wine of Holy Communion, as we will do in a few minutes, as you do here week by week, we hear those familiar words, the body of Christ broken for you, the blood of Christ shed for you. And of course, the traditional response to those words as we receive is to say, Amen, may it be so. As one of the wise people among our ancestors of faith, the 4th century bishop, who's remembered as Saint Augustine, put it many, many centuries ago, he said, when you say Amen to those words as you receive communion, you are saying yes to what you are and what you are to be. He said, become what you are, be what you see in this bread, in this wine. You are the body of Christ. Be the body of Christ. Be like bread and wine for others that gathers people together to be nourished by relationship and love and community. Just like Jesus wanted to eat with people so that he could establish those relationships of love, of peace, of justice, Jesus feeds us with himself and becomes part of us so that we can carry that work on with others. The resurrected Jesus is hungry. Hungry to see the ways of this world changed. Therefore, as people who are called to become members of his risen body, may we too become hungry in the way that he is and for the same things that he is. For personal connections over ways of isolation. For bigger and bigger tables. And an end to the exclusion of others of every kind. Alleluia, Christ is risen, therefore let us keep this feast. Amen. As you're comfortable, please rise in body or in spirit, and let us confess our faith as we say, we believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the 3rd day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father and the Son. He is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please feel free.
In joy and hope, let us pray to the source of all life, saying, Hear us, Lord of glory. That our risen Savior may fill us with the joy of his holy and life-giving resurrection, let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, Lord of glory.
That isolated and persecuted churches may find fresh strength in the Easter Gospel, let us pray to the Lord. That he may grant us humility to be subject to one another in Christian love, let us pray to the Lord.
Yes.
That he may provide for those who lack food, work, or shelter, let us pray to the Lord.
Yes.
That by his power, wars and famine may cease in Ukraine, Sudan, and through all the earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Yes.
That he may reveal the light of his presence to the sick, the weak, and the dying, that they may be comforted and strengthened, let us pray to the Lord. That he may send the fire of the Holy Spirit upon his people, that we may bear faithful witness to his resurrection, let us pray to the Lord.
Yes.
Lord of life and power, through the mighty resurrection of your Son, you have overcome the old order of sin and death and have made all things new in him. May we, being dead to sin and alive to you in Jesus Christ, reign with him in glory, who with you and the Holy Spirit is alive, one God, now and forever. Amen.
My friends, the peace of the Lord be always with you.
Also with you.
Let us share an appropriate sign of peace with those around us.
Good morning and welcome again to Good Shepherd. If you're visiting today, we're happy that you are here. Please do introduce yourself in the chat if you're visiting online, or join us for coffee hour if you are here in person. Are there any birthdays? No birthdays this week? Where? Oh, okay, good. Okay, yes. Okay, good. Anyone else here? Yes. On Tuesday. Oh, happy birthday. Yeah. Anyone else? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Faye, are you having another birthday, Faye? Okay. Thank you. Yeah. So we'll bless all the birthdays after the announcements here. Any wedding anniversaries? Okay. Anyone traveling? Yes. Oh, okay. We'll say a prayer for traveling. Yeah. Yes, Kathy. Okay. Good. We'll say some prayers then for traveling. Okay. Just a few announcements today. Happy Easter. You are welcome to join us this evening for a festive potluck here at the church. This is a busy Saturday coming up. Rams will be meeting for breakfast in the morning. Sign up to join in Wild West in the Northex, and or talk to Natalie if you're interested in teen Bible study. Next Sunday, April 21st, is also a busy day. We are delighted to be hosting the Diocesan Children's Choir for our Green Growing Sunday. After the service, we'll hold a coffee hour baby shower for Michelle. To contribute toward a gift for Michelle, please contribute any donations to Clarence. That's right. Raise your hand, Clarence. There you go. Yeah. And see the weekly roundup for more information. Please also save the date for the Anglican Church Women's Spring Craft and Bake Sale on April 27th. And for Operation Restoration, our annual Summer Compassion Camp, August 12th to the 16th this year. Now, the ladies of the ACW would appreciate if some people from the congregation would bake and donate 2 dozen cookies for the bake sale on April 27th. Finally, we want to reiterate what we shared in the weekly roundup. We are aware that activity from our temporary neighbors has increased dramatically in the last 2 weeks, and that we were tagged with graffiti on Monday night. We are working with partners to protect everyone's safety while also practicing compassion toward those who have literally nowhere else to go. Please do reach out to Corporation if you have any relevant experience that will help advise us as we decide the best course of action. Thank you for your good work of loving our neighbors, as it says in our mission statement, and indeed in Christ's great commandment, when it is challenging to practice that love. And we'll bless the birthdays. God our Father, the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ, brought great joy to Mary and Joseph. We give thanks to you for those whose birthdays we celebrate. May they ever grow in your faith, hope, and love. We ask this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. And for those traveling, God, whose glory fills the whole creation and whose presence we find wherever we go, preserve those who travel. Surround them with your loving care. Protect them from every danger and bring them in safely to their journey's end. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. And that's it for announcements and blessings.
Thank you, Tom. As we continue our worship together, let us sing the offertory hymn, "The Love of Jesus Calls Us."
This God has glorious praise to sing. I deeply found now together praying. All the God's many blessings. Thank you.
Join me in praying this prayer over all of these gifts. Let us pray. Creator of all, you wash away our sins in water. You give us new birth by the Spirit and redeem us in the blood of Christ. As we celebrate the resurrection, renew your gift of life within us. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, the risen Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We listen to God.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to glorify you, Father, and to give you thanks, for you alone are God, living and true, dwelling in light inaccessible from before time and forever, fountain of life and source of all goodness. You made all things and fill them with your blessing. You created them to rejoice in the splendor of your radiance. Countless throngs of angels stand before you to serve you night and day. And beholding your presence, they offer you unceasing praise. Joining with them and giving voice to every creature under heaven, we acclaim you and glorify your name as we sing.
God of power and might, heaven and earth of your glory are full. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might. Heaven and earth of your glory are full. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
We acclaim you, Holy Lord, glorious in power. Your mighty works reveal your wisdom and love. You formed us in your own image, giving the whole world into our care, so that in obedience to you, our Creator, we might rule and serve all your creatures. When our disobedience took us far from you, you did not abandon us to the power of death. In your mercy, you came to our help, so that in seeking you, we may find you. Again and again, you called us into covenant with you, and through the prophets, you taught us to hope for salvation. Father, you loved the world so much that in the fullness of time, you sent your only Son to be our Savior. Incarnate by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, he lived as one of us, yet without sin. To the poor, he proclaimed the good news of salvation, to prisoners, freedom, to the sorrowful, joy. To fulfill your purpose, he gave himself up to death, and rising from the grave, destroyed death and made the whole creation new. And that we might no longer live for ourselves, but for him who died and rose for us, he sent the Holy Spirit, his own first gift for those who believe, to complete his work in the world and to bring fulfillment, the sanctification of all. When the hour had come for him to be glorified by you, his heavenly Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. At supper with them, he took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Father, as we now celebrate the memorial of our redemption, recalling Christ's death and descent among the dead, proclaiming his resurrection and ascension to your right hand, and awaiting his coming in glory, offering to you from the gifts you have given us this bread and this cup, we praise you and we bless you. We praise you.
We bless you. We give thanks to you. And we pray to you, Lord our God.
Father, we pray that in your goodness and mercy, your Holy Spirit may descend upon us and upon these gifts, sanctifying them and showing them to be holy gifts for your holy people, the bread of life and the cup of salvation, the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that all who share this bread and this cup may become one body and one spirit, a living sacrifice to the praise of your name. Remember, Lord, your one holy Catholic and apostolic church, redeemed by the blood of your Christ. Reveal its unity, guard its faith, and preserve it in peace.
Remember all who minister in your church. Remember all your people and those who seek your truth. Remember all who have died in the peace of Christ and those whose faith is known to you alone. Bring them into the place of eternal joy and light. And grant that we may find our inheritance with all the saints who have found favor with you in ages past. We pray in union with them and give you glory through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty God and Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, forever and ever. Amen. As our Savior taught us, let us sing.
Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial. Deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Lord, we died with you on the cross. We were buried in your tomb. These are the gifts of God for you, the people of God. Body of Christ broken. Body of Christ, the bread of heaven. The body of Christ broken for you. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. The body of Christ broken for you. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven.
bread of heaven. The body of Christ broken for you. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. Body of Christ broken for you. Body of Christ, the bread of heaven. Body of Christ broken. Body of Christ, the bread of heaven. Body of Christ broken for you. The bread of heaven. Body of Christ broken for you. Body of Christ, bread of heaven. Okay, what's your name? God bless you today. Jesus loves you so much. Body of Christ, the bread of heaven. Body of Christ, bread. Body of Christ, the bread of heaven. Body of Christ, broken for you. Body of Christ, the bread of heaven. Body of Christ, broken for you. Body of Christ, the bread of heaven. Body of Christ, broken for you. Has he received too? Yes. Body of Christ, broken for you. Body of Christ, broken for you. Body of Christ, the bread of heaven. The body of Christ, broken for you. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. Body of Christ, broken for you. Body of Christ, the bread of heaven. Christ, broken for you. Body of Christ, the bread of heaven. Body of Christ, broken for you. Body of Christ, the bread of heaven. The body of Christ, broken for you. Body of Christ, the bread of heaven. Body of Christ, broken for you. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. Body of Christ, broken for you. Body of Christ, the bread of heaven. Body of Christ, the bread of heaven. Body of Christ, broken for you. Body of Christ, the bread of heaven. Body of Christ, broken for you. Body of Christ, the bread of heaven. Body of Christ, broken for you. Body of Christ, the bread of heaven. Body of Christ, broken for you. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. Body of Christ, broken for you. Body of Christ, the bread of heaven. The body of Christ, broken for you. Body of Christ, the bread of heaven. Body of Christ, broken for you. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. Body of Christ, broken for you. Body of Christ, the bread of heaven. Body of Christ, broken for you. Body of Christ, the bread of heaven. Body of Christ, broken for you. Body of Christ, the bread of heaven. The body of Christ, broken for you. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. The body of Christ, broken for you. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. The body of Christ, broken for you. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. The body of Christ, broken for you. Body of Christ, broken for you. Body of Christ, the bread of heaven. Body of Christ, broken for you. Body of Christ, the bread of heaven. May God bless you and keep you this day and always in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Body of Christ, broken for you. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. The body of Christ, broken for you. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. The body of Christ, broken for you. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. The body of Christ, broken for you. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. The body of Christ, broken for you. Invite you to rise in body or spirit as we pray together the prayer after communion. Author of life divine, in the breaking of bread, we know the risen Lord. Feed us always in these mysteries, that we may show your glory to all the world. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Glory to God, whose power working in us has been infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. From generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia. May the God of peace, who brought again back from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, equip you for everything good to do his will. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you this day and always. Thank you.
Let us go forth in the name of Christ. Alleluia. Alleluia. Thank you.